Hello and welcome to Hiya, Holly is Awesome, the middle of the week podcast that I'm recording and Adam doesn't know about. Apologies in advance for any background noise on this one. I am recording on my iPhone in my temporary housing in Seattle. And for some reason, my phone just really likes to have a lot of background noise. I've shut off every fan, like everything that could possibly be making noise in this apartment. I'm like in the bedroom where it's like quiet and there's all sorts of cloth around me that's supposed to absorb sound and it's just not working. So I can already tell that there's going to be background noise and I super apologize for that. Hopefully it doesn't make a big difference to the quality of the recording or to your enjoyment of the podcast. I just wanted to give a quick update for two reasons. One, I wanted to know if this app worked. Podbean has its own like record and upload podcast app, so I'm giving that a shot. Because we won't have any sort of computer or like laptop with us next week, I'll have my work one, but I'm not going to have one that I can actually record a podcast on, and we won't have a microphone. So I wanted to make sure that there was going to be a way that we could record a podcast and get one up on Monday. Since we've really haven't missed one in, like, let's see, I think it was February of last year, so it's like 16 months. Is that right? Is that math? 15 months? Something like that. Again, I am in Seattle. I've been here since Sunday. The podcast you heard on Monday was pre-recorded. Actually, next week's is pre-recorded too. It's the week after that. We're not really sure if we'll have a podcast, but we will now because I know that this app works, or at least if you're hearing this app works. It has been, today was day three of my new job. I would say the hardest part of my new job so far is walking up and down hills in between buildings. Holy crap, you guys, Seattle has a ton of hills. The hill that I have to walk up every morning to get to work, it's like four blocks long and the hill does not let up. It's like a hill the whole time. And I forgot at some point that I have shin splints. Like, I get shin splints if I'm not wearing, like, proper shoes or whatever. I don't really know what the criteria is. The last time I really had them, like, in full force was, like, ninth grade track. So it's been a while since I had to think about anything like that. So, I think I need to get better shoes. I mean, my shoes should be fine. Everyone around here walks around in, like, sandals, like, nothing. But I feel like my feet would fall apart if I tried to do that, so yeah, lots of hills here. I don't recommend moving here if you hate hills, because you will have a bad time. I watched someone ride up, like, a 25% grade hill today, I swear. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't that much, like, a 25 degree grade hill, but it was pretty bad. And I don't know how he did it. Like, he didn't stop the whole time. I can't bike up a hill in Fargo without dying. So I guess kudos to that guy, and people do it around here, but I don't know how. I successfully have taken the bus a number of times now. My work gave me a free, like, public transit thing so that I can ride all the public transit in Seattle for free, which is super awesome. So yesterday I went to Target and got myself some food so I don't have to eat, like, restaurant food all the time. Again, all my coworkers think that it's, like, normal to pay, like, $9 a meal for every meal. I don't know if they just, like, don't have student loans or they're getting paid way more than me or what the situation is. But, like, I don't know where their budget's going, like, how they can afford to do this. Maybe they are, like, married to high-powered people with big salaries and don't have to worry about it. I have no idea. But what I do know is that I have to worry about my food budget. So I went to Target because Target, I already know where everything is. Well, relatively where everything is. This is a three-story Target, so it's a little bit different than the one I came from. But I already know, like, roughly what food costs are going to be. And actually, the food wasn't really that much different cost than it was at home. There was some other stuff that was super different. Like, a lot of, I checked out the nail polish section, and they're, like, $2 to $3 each more expensive. For those of you who know anything about nail polish prices, which is effectively going to be my sister, OPI here is like $11.50, which is, it's a good like $3 more than anywhere in North Dakota sold it. So that's a bit of a bummer, but I mean, I could probably get it cheaper places that aren't Target too. I've also been to, there's a drugstore nearby. By the way, the drugstore has beer on tap. There is beer everywhere in this town. There's wine everywhere in this town. I was shocked by that. It's like, North Dakota, I think you have to have, like, special permits and stuff to sell liquor in, like, grocery stores and whatever. You do not have to have that here. Or if you do, they give it out to anybody, because literally everybody sells beer. And especially to be on tap in a drugstore, that's really weird. But I've been in the drugstore. I forgot my toothbrush on the trip here. Of all the things to forget, I forgot my toothbrush. So I bought one at the airport, which ended up being, like, literally, like, almost too big to fit in my mouth. So I swapped it out for a smaller, like, sort of compacty travel size one. So I spent, like, $5 in toothbrushes in the last week, which is a totally reasonable cost. But this one's better. But it hurts me, because I'm so used to having, like, an electric toothbrush that any sort of friction on my gums, just like, nah, I'm just gonna bleed from my gums for 2 days. What else is notable about Seattle? It's actually been really nice here. It's supposed to rain the next few days, which I think is going to give me more of an idea of what Seattle is. Of course, I also forgot my umbrella, like a smart person. You know, when you move to Seattle, maybe bring an umbrella. But I do have a hoodie. I've worn the same hoodie every day. I'm kind of a different person than my coworkers, I'm finding out, because they all, like, dress like adults. Like, every woman here wears skinny jeans, I swear, every single one. It can't be comfortable. I don't know how they do it. But they all, like, dress like adults and wear, like, nice shirts and jeans or, like, skirts or whatever. And then here I am with, like, my, like, baggy flared jeans and witty t-shirts and the same sweatshirt every day. I don't know how long I can keep that up. But I didn't really bring another sweatshirt. I didn't bring anything else long-sleeved, so... I guess I'll figure that out as I go. I might have to, I didn't want to spend any more money on, like, clothes or anything, but I might have to get something that's not, like, the same sweatshirt every day. Also, bonus, it's an Amazon sweatshirt, which apparently makes you look like a noob here, because nobody who's, like, cool with the company actually wears company logos and stuff, which is totally opposite of how it was in Grand Forks, but whatever. What else have I been doing? I've really just been sitting around a lot. I made some food last night, like boiled rice and stuff. I'm like my own person, you guys. There's a, like, honestly, like a full kitchen in my apartment thing. So I have like a stove and oven and dishwasher and all that. What I do not have is measuring spoons or measuring cups, because apparently they decided that nobody needs those. And to be fair, you don't really when you're, like, cooking, but if you're baking, you do. I haven't baked yet, but I tried to make rice last night, which is kind of a specific thing. You can't just, like, splash that together, so I had to use a ladle to measure it out. Luckily, it's a 2-to-1 ratio, so I didn't really have to worry about it that much, but, otherwise, I don't know. It's pretty average. It's nice to live super close to work. My walk to work is, like, 8 to 10 minutes based on, depending on, like, how often I get stopped for traffic or stoplights or whatever. I haven't really yet. The one stoplight that's kind of in my way on the way there tends to have a really, really long walk signal because it's a major road. So I haven't missed it yet. I went to Pike Place Market yesterday, but by the time I got there, it was, like, 7:30 or 8 p.m., pretty much everything was closed. So I might hit that up again this weekend. I know I'm supposed to have, like, dinner dates with people, but I haven't really set anything yet. So I might just kind of, like, hang out this weekend. Maria Bamford's new show is going to be on Netflix, so maybe I'll just watch that. Binge watch that on Saturday and then hang out with my friends. I don't know if we're going to podcast or if we're going to game or what on Sunday. We'll have to feel that out as the time comes, because it's going to have to be over Skype or Roll20 or something on the internet, because obviously I'm here and everybody else is in Grand Forks. Yeah, so I don't really have any other new news to report. I just wanted to kind of check in, like I said, test this out and give a sort of surprise update on how things have been going in Seattle. I'm sure I'll have plenty more to talk about by the next time a new podcast happens, so I am not even worried about having things to say, because it's a big city, and there's a lot of stuff to do. Thank you guys for listening. If you want, you can tweet me. You follow me on Snapchat, actually. I've been Snapchatting a fair amount of what's happened here. A lot of, like, stuff when I get up in the morning. I'm like, oh, it looks really nice outside. Or, like, it's raining because Seattle. I'm putting that stuff on my Snapchat, so you can follow me. It's at OnlyObsessed. I don't know if you can see me without me friending you first. So you might have to do that. But absolutely go ahead and do that. I think I'm Only Obsessed on there. I'm Only Obsessed on Twitter. You can email us ahapodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. That's been my day. I'm going to go continue watching the movie that I'm watching, which is The House of Yes, which is apparently real incesty, and nobody warned me. So maybe I'll watch something a little bit less awkward afterwards. Open to suggestions, guys. I got a lot of free time. If you got Netflix recommendations, please hit me up. I will appreciate all of them. Thanks for listening. Oh, I don't have Adam here to do, like, a cool sign-off. There's so much pressure. I'm trying to, like, have fun, ya onions. Yeah, I'm going with that. Have fun, ya onions.